What's going on, everybody? You have just tuned in to Real Labs on 104.1. I'm your host, Mr. James John. I want to thank you guys for always supporting and showing us love. It is Tuesday. That's right, the first day of September. I am happy to be in this virtual studio with my good friends. What are we today? We are a
Crown Apple.
A crown? No, we're not being Crown Apple because I drank way too much the other day.
Yeah, I saw your Taco Bell post.
Yes, sir. That was the truth.
Which is crazy, yo. How you go get Taco Bell after you just left the comedy club that got the best food on the planet?
Because I drank so much, I forgot to order my food. That's what I'm going to go with. All right, the voice you're hearing is Mr. Ken Miller, the Orlando Godfather of Comedy. I'm also joined by my good friend, Mr. Mike Herlihy. Also, we have a very special guest in studio with us. Happy to welcome her back. We have Erica Rivera. She's sexual health and wellness coach. Erica, how are you doing?
Hello.
Welcome back.
I'm doing great. It's so good to see you guys.
Erica, gotcha. How was it?
Hold up, James. Erica, okay. I got to be real with you, baby. You need some curtains.
I do need some curtains.
Because right now, somebody peeking in your window. I can see them right behind you. You need to close your blinds, baby. Go close your blinds.
No, that one doesn't close.
Girl, yeah, the guy has been peeking at you for like 3 years. You don't even know.
See, last time I had my computer facing, like, you guys could see a wall behind me. And Listen, it's COVID. I'm bored. I've been like rearranging and trying to figure out what I want.
That's what I was going to ask you. How have you been doing with COVID? Like just being locked up in the house. How are you dealing with that?
Well, I'm trying to stay occupied. I do live alone. I have to figure out how to socialize on my own. And I mean, despite the COVID situation, I do make it outside of the house every now and then to have some, you know, one-on-one time with friends.
What's outside like? Tell us about it.
Yo, you can look out. You can look out her window right now.
Oh my god!
No, I'm just like, I'm super OCD, so I'm like changing things around in my house. Yep. I do Zoom calls with my niece. You know, of course I still have my clients, you know, I interact with my clients, so that's always nice. But when it comes to like leaving the house, I carefully do. And it's nice. It's like a treat now. It's weird. You know, because before we kind of took it for granted. We could be out all the time.
Yeah, we did.
And now when I leave the house, I'm like, wow, I'm outside.
You don't know what to do with yourself.
How many nephews you got? How many nieces and nephews you got? I'm curious.
I have one niece and I have a couple godchildren.
How old your niece?
My niece is 6 years old.
Oh, so you spoiled her death?
I do.
How many kids you got? Because I got 27.
You have 27 godchildren?
Yeah. Anytime my friends have a kid, I'm like, yo, I'm the godfather. I'm God.
Wow.
The Orlando comedy. So technically, I got 1,000 God kids.
Oh my God. Yeah, I just have two God babies. Charlie or Charlotte, but we call her Charlie. She's also 6 years old, and my godson is 3 years old. His name is Lucas.
Okay.
I have no kids of my own, but I am the fairy godmother for everyone else.
God bless you. That's why you look well rested and happy. Okay.
Hair look good. Hair done up. She still needs some curtains. I'm gonna start getting curtains. Yo, send me what curtains you want. I'm ordering them on Amazon.
There you go. Well, Erica, I wanted to get right into this because there's definitely a lot not going on with COVID, but I wanted to ask you, how does COVID affect the dating world? When you talk to clients, how are they looking to make a connection? Are they still trying at this point, or do you just stay away? So I want to talk to you about that.
So speaking with clients and also doing research of my own, and of course, me being a single person myself and dating, because I'm also dating is still very much a virtual thing right now. People like dating apps are like the big hype, you know, Bumble and Tinder and, you know, things like that. But I want to bring up something called cuffing season, which is going on right now as we speak.
This is not like regular cuffing though. This is a little different. This is COVID cuffing.
This is COVID cuffing. Yeah.
Okay. Explain what that is.
So with COVID cuffing, and there's two reasons that someone might cuff, is that most people are dating now to find a life partner, where before COVID, people were dating just to date, just to have a good time. And, you know, have fun with people, casually date, kind of like serial dating. That was like the norm. It didn't matter if like people would say like, oh, you know, I went on a Tinder date and it's like, it's nothing serious. But now because of COVID, it seems like people are cuffing and trying to pick out a life partner because they don't want to catch COVID. Like you don't, you're not going to be out there just serial dating, knowing that there's this virus going around. But at the same time, it's also because of loneliness. We've been indoors for so long.
I was just about to say that. Is it because we've just been in the house so long that you want to be like, I need somebody in here.
Exactly.
I need somebody to be with me.
Exactly. You're right, because I know a bunch of brothers calling their baby mamas trying to get back with them. So, yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Yeah,
and that is also happening. A lot of people are contacting their exes during this time.
Yep.
If you're listening to this, please don't.
Friends don't let friends call their exes. Am I right?
Especially during a pandemic, because they're going to be stuck with that person. No, it's a recipe for a disaster. But Ken is absolutely right. It's a loneliness thing. Like a lot of people are trying to fill that void, especially if you are someone that's been single during this time. You've been indoors by yourself for God knows how long. So
a long time.
Yeah, the first chance that you get to socially distance with someone and have a real date face-to-face, like, most people are, like, literally cuffing to the first person that they really connect with because they don't want to be alone. You know, whether a conscious decision or not, that's another story. Some people are doing it subconsciously. But yeah, so that's a thing right now with the dating world.
But that's a scary proposition, too. Like, let's say we get together because I'm doing the COVID cuffing. It's going great. I am praying they don't come out with a vaccine. Cause I know once she has options, she is out. She's like,
are we going to get back to that normalcy though? I still wonder. Is
No, we will. I know. Okay. Not this year. But I think we will. Yeah. I think we'll get back to where people. I mean, I'm back out on the road and I'm going to shows. Like I did a show last night and it was a couple in the front row and it was their first date.
You know,
they met on a dating app. It was their first date and you know, they had their mask on and everything, but they decided they want to come to a comedy show for a first date, which is the worst date ever, by the way, guys. Don't come to a comedy show for your first date.
I disagree, but okay.
It isn't because you can't talk to each other. Like your first date, you need to be conversing. You need to learn about each other. You come to a comedy show. A comedy show and a movie are the worst first dates ever.
I disagree.
You can't talk. Hold up.
Sometimes that's
James. Okay, if you're not James, laughing
I'm talking
at
to the white.
Person.
I'm talking to Mike Hurley. Mike is agreeing with me. Michael, do you agree with me?
100%, man.
Thank you.
100%. If a guy takes you to a movie or somewhere else where someone's doing all the talking on the first date, it means he's just wanting to buy you dinner, take you to a show, and have sex with you. He doesn't care about finding out about you. First off, movies and shows are where you go when the relationship's dead and you run out of things to talk about.
Tell him, Mike, and I'm having sex right now. Y'all don't even know it.
I guess I'm such a sucker for comedy that I would love, like, if someone took me to a comedy show, I'd be like, you know your audience.
But that's different because you know comics. Comedians are your family. If it's a woman that doesn't know comedy, how stand up works and all of that, I don't think they'll have that same love that you have.
I think
like a first date need to be like me and my wife, our first date, we went to Disney and we did the around the world, like we went to different bars at Disney. Like we took the boat, we talked, we got to know each other. I mean, she stood me up the first 3 dates, but that's a whole nother story.
So, for me,
a comedy club is not a good first date. It's really
okay. So Erica, tell me right now, what are some of the more popular social distancing dates that people are doing now?
That's a good question, James. I'm curious to know.
Well, I know that like in this area, I'm not in a metropolitan area or busy area like Orlando or Jacksonville. I mean,
but you have the beach though. That's a beautiful place you can go, right?
So I've noticed in this area, the beach is a great one because you can definitely social distance at the beach. And like Ken said, at a place like that, like Disney, you have plenty of space to interact, to talk, to get to know each other. You don't have distractions. The beach, you don't have distractions. You're able to spend time with that person and social distance from other people.
Nice.
Some of the restaurants and bars here have opened up. So I have noticed a lot more people going out for cocktails, you know, because the bars are not allowing people to come up to the bar. You have to like actually sit at a table in order to order drinks. So, I mean, that's been pretty popular, especially with, you know, the 20 to 30 year olds, you know, so they're doing that. But everything, I've noticed that everything starts with online dating though. And I feel like, you know how in the past we've had like first base, second base, those are all like sexual references.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But right now it's almost like if you're dating outside, like at a bar, you've already reached like a level of comfort after virtually dating here.
So what base is that? What base is that?
I've known people to have multiple dates in one day because they're doing it virtually. And that takes off the pressure of like what you have to wear. You don't have to have that pressure of kissing or sex at the end of the date because you're doing it virtually. So that in-person date, you're kind of saving that for that person that respects that virtually, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. Yeah.
What base are we talking though? If on virtual dates, what I need to know the basis on virtual dates. What's the basis?
I haven't made like a table yet to see what base is what. But...
Ma'am, this comedy. Just make up a base. You can be like, it's a home run. If you get a video check, I saw a commercial with Match.com. Is it Match.com? Is it Match? They did a commercial where they were doing videos where people were meeting on video. Like the girl was falling asleep talking to the guy. And I'm like, that's a home run. If you talk to a chick and you get to talk to her and go to bed, like that's a home run.
That's a home
to me.
Run, really?
That is.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
On the first date, that's a home run.
I wanted to ask you before we have to go here. Now we talked about people dating and what they're doing as far as COVID and you know social distancing. What about my married people who've been in a house together for 4 months now? Any advice for them? Like, what can they do to make sure they don't kill each other? They still make love.
Well, before I get to advice for them, advice for the single people listening: make sure to ask if your partner has been tested for COVID. That is a very popular question now. It's no longer just STIs. You want to ask if you've been tested for COVID. And if you haven't,
do you got an STI or
that
COVID?
Could be a
point. Yeah.
But that's been like a big topic now. Now, with people that have been indoors this entire time with their partner, I'm going to preach what I preached before. Okay.
Like,
you have to make sure you're giving your partner space. I know that's hard because you're enclosed in the same area, but make sure that you are taking time to carve out alone time, whether that is working on something in your garage, in the backyard, or if your wife wants to retreat to the bedroom for a little bit, just make sure that you are carving out that time and try not to read into that too much. Like there's a lot of couples out there that, you know, they tend to feel abandoned. Like it's weird. It's people don't want to be stuck together, but yet take offense when their partner doesn't want to be around them. Don't read into them.
Gotcha.
You know, it's people not against you.
People need
don't
space.
Personal. People need space. If that person is able to take their space and take their mental time out, they're going to be a better person for you. So let it happen. You know, so
that is great. That is great advice. And Erica, can you please tell everybody where they can get you on social media here before we have to go?
No, James. Hold up, real quick. James, can we bring her back for the next segment? Because I got a
question
for her.
Okay, yes, we can.
I want you to do your thing. I got a question for you because you're a therapist.
We'll be right back. Yeah. Don't go anywhere. Right here on 104.1. Welcome back, everybody. You are still hanging out with Real Laughs on 104.1. I'm your host, Mr. James John. I'm joined with a bevy of good friends in the virtual studio today. I got Mr. Mike Hurley, Ken Miller, and we have Erica Rivera. That's right, sexual health and wellness coach. Thank you again for being with us. Now, are you kidding? It's a pleasure. Now, before the break, you were telling us about how it's important when you're in a relationship and you're living with someone going through COVID, you guys have to have equal space, meaning you guys have to both have other interests outside of one another to keep everything, you know, just moving, you know, in a way we're not driving each other crazy. Yeah.
Right. You need to have that healthy balance between spending time together and spending time alone. And obviously during COVID, it's a little harder because you're stuck together. Before, I'm sure, you know, your partner could have maybe gone out with their girlfriends, or your husband might have been able to have a night out with the guys, whatever. Now we can't do that. We can't do that. So in order to figure that out, what I was explaining earlier is to make sure you're carving out some alone time, whether that's going into a different room in the house, maybe working on a project, you know, and of course, like I said, and not taking it personally if your partner needs that time. You know, people tend to read into things a little too much. And during a time like this where we have high anxiety and we're fearful of the future, you know, you have to try to practice some patience and some kindness during a time of fear, you know, and not take that personally. I also recommend grounding yourself in routines. So you might be going, you know, because you might be going stir crazy at home and you don't have a sense of normalcy, and grounding yourself in routines is going to cause that normalcy for you. So whether that's waking up at a certain time, taking the kids at, you know, to school at a certain time, or scheduling their schooling, because right now, you know, a lot of schooling is virtual. But if you set out a routine for yourself for the day, that is going to give you some sense of normalcy in the same way you had, you would have gotten up to go to work or run an errand, et cetera, et cetera. So that's going to keep you guys grounded. And then my third point is focusing on small goals with your partner. So just taking it, you know, like I said, anxiety is, sometimes is fear of the future. So right now, like, what future are you really looking forward to? So you got to make your goals small and like plan things out with your partner, include them in that process. And like, well, you know.
Yeah. Well, this just pops in my head. If you're home right now with your partner, isn't this the perfect time to role play? Like, isn't this the perfect time to do the things that you've been dying to do? Like, I've always wanted to act out the fantasy of playing runaway slave loose in the house. Like, I've always wanted to do that.
Bro, you can't do that. You married to a Puerto Rican. You can't be runaway slave and she Puerto Rican. If you were married to a white woman, then you could do runaway slave. You can't do Harriet Tubman. You can't do Underground Railroad and your white Puerto Rican, James.
I want her to be the slave so I can be telling her, I told you to stop running.
Like, hey, police, come get James John. He need to be arrested.
Somewhere there's a woman asking her husband, what's your fantasy? To be a widow.
Yo, I'm weird like that. My fantasies are different. Like I like
talk about it, Ken.
Dude, I like scrubs. So if my woman showed up in a pair of scrubs,
Ken,
like I'm Ken. like a nurse.
Ken. Bruh. Me and my wife do it all the time. Michelle wears scrubs every day. She'll come home and I will tell her, you know, nurses are my thing. And I feel
Okay,
for real.
You're married. You guys have this time with your spouse now. Take advantage. Me, I'm single and I still have my EMT uniform with my stethoscope in the closet and I can't use it with nobody right now. So
okay, so James, I almost took my clothes off, bro.
It's not that bad.
Crawled down too. God, I'm so sorry. Jesus Christ.
It's not, man. I'm going to play.
Baby, the reason I want you to stay for the next segment. You know, you talk about dating, sexual stuff, and as men, we got a lot of single guys that listen to our show. What's the perfect first date?
The perfect person.
What can a guy listen to the show right now? Because most of our listeners are dudes. Mm-hmm. They're gonna go out. They're gonna meet somebody on Match, on Tinder, Plenty of Fish, whatever. What's the perfect first date that they can take a young lady to, for them to be in there? What's what like? And I'm not talking COVID time. I'm just talking about period.
In general,
perfect for you. If one of us met you and we're like, yo, we got to take you on a date, what's your perfect first date?
Good question, Ken. Good one.
That is a great question. And I will base this response off of my preferences in addition to my expertise, only because everyone is different. So I may pull out a perfect first date right now that someone might be listening and be like, that sounds like an awful time. But in general, so your Disney date would be a good, I'm not going to use it, but that's a good perfect first date because you're giving yourself time to get to know the other person and you want the other person to feel heard and care about their interests.
My favorite date of any date I've ever been on, me and my wife's first date at Disney was the best date I have ever been on in my life.
Well, that sounds good.
It sounds like, amazing.
I would date you to do that. Like, I would, yeah, I would date you right now.
So hi, James, right now, cut I'm James off, Mike.
Oh my God. I'm going to talk about a first date that I recently had and that I thought was perfect in my eyes, especially with COVID. I'm going to associate it with COVID a little bit. But this individual, I met them at a bar. So I went to a bar with a girlfriend, social distancing, of course. And the bartender, he caught my eye. And he, long story short, he asked me out. And it's crazy how a lot of gentlemen, if you're a gentleman, a lot of people forget how to really take a girl out, you know, old school, like just these are the plans. This is what time I'm picking you up. When a gentleman takes that initiative, it is amazing because I don't have to think about anything.
And you like that. Like, that's a good thing.
I love that. Like, the guys that I have tried to date in the past that are like, hey, I can meet you here maybe sometime. I'm like, that's not really a date. So this guy, you know, he's like, do you have plans tomorrow? I said, no, I don't. And he's like, well, now you do. I'm going to pick you up at 11.
Ooh, that's Cobra Kappa right there. Strike first.
What? I was like, okay, I guess I do. Like, how do you say no to that? I'm like, okay, cool. 11. And it's a day date at that, which I enjoyed. So picks me up. He picked me up at my house. We went out for pizza, something that we can do while social distancing. And over pizza, we discussed, like, you know, our childhood and, you know, stuff like that. We got into, like, deep conversations about our lives. And again, I think that's the cuffing thing right now is, like, people just go right into the serious. But I was okay with that. After pizza, we walked right across the street to the beach. So we had the whole beach to ourselves pretty much because everyone is far apart. And we walked on the beach. We took a little swim together again. And we're talking this whole time about our interests and everything. And then we ended up climbing onto the lifeguard tower and we fell asleep on the lifeguard tower together.
What? Like,
yeah.
You've been a real scallywag, but keep it going. Real thing right now, baby, but I love it.
Wrapped up in our towels and, like, you know, well, and when you're out in the sun, it exhausts you anyway. He was appropriate the whole time. We didn't fall asleep because of, you know, fell asleep because we were on the beach all day.
Good and Lord.
Afterwards, you know, walked me to his car. He drove me home. Like, no moves were made. No inappropriate moves were made, you know, and, you know, he asked me if I would be interested in a second date. It was very proper. It was really nice. And to me, like, that type of date where, like, where the other person could take the initiative, plan the date out, seriously get to know me for who I am, and then, you know, offering if we could go on a second date, didn't expect anything from me. It was perfect. Like that.
Wait a minute, though. But you still single. What happened to this guy?
Well, I didn't say we're still not dating. Right. I'm technically single. I'm not in a committed relationship.
Okay, cool.
But he is someone that I took interest in, and we do still see each other.
Perfect date is a guy taking initiative and putting stuff together.
And putting stuff together is the perfect date. It kind of takes that stress off the girl from having to, you know, because we don't know what you expect. And, you know, we get just as nervous, you know. So when someone tells me exactly what they want to do, and, you know, it makes me feel comfortable. It makes me feel comfortable.
That's Old Testament love.
Now, I wanted to ask you. First date is the girl to meet every one of my ex-girlfriends just so they know when I tell those stories, they know I wasn't making any of it up. I'm like, see? Right? Crazy. Psychopath. This one. I just want you to see everything I'm not looking for all at once.
was that the one?
No. I want to ask Erica a question. Okay. Now, Erica, in the past... Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, by the way, now the Disney thing is, like, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, I really want to do that now during COVID because, like, the parks are, like, empty. It's so cool.
It's like you go to all the bars at Disney, all the hotels. So we went to a bar, we drank there, and then we took the boat to the next bar. We drank there, then we took the tram to the next bar. We drank there, and we took the bus back to the bar that we started at. And it rained on us, like it was such an amazing date, you know what I mean? And we both had planned it all out. It was such an amazing date. We planned it all out, and the Disney jumping from hotel to hotel, from bar to bar. Now I don't know if the bars are open,
So I don't know if it'll work now, but you know, but we were bar hopping. Like we didn't eat.
I was at Epcot last week. You can still get alcohol everywhere in Epcot.
I got a game room. We got like we can play games. So we went to one spot and we bought the card and we played games.
You
and
essentially
everything.
Went on multiple dates in one day. Yeah. That's what I find exciting about it. Because I went on one date. You went on like 10 dates.
We went on 10 dates. And the crazy thing about it was we played a game called Subway Surfers. And we end up downloading it to our phone, and me and Sean would fight every night about who got the highest score. Like, like, yo, I'm killing you.
Nice.
And I got the highest score right now, by the way.
I wanted to ask you, Erica, you told me on my TV show that, shameless plug, the lowdown, Xfinity Comcast, channel 1623, that men get intimidated when you tell them what you do. So I'm dying to know, this gentleman that took you out for pizza, you guys had a nice time on the beach. What was his reaction when you said what you did? Like, how did he take that?
So I was pleasantly surprised. He wasn't very intimidated by it. Okay. He's also, I guess it's real laughs. He's also younger than me. I usually don't date younger.
No. How much younger?
Oh, God. He is.
2 years? 4 years?
More than
that. 10? 5? 6? 7? 8? 9?
8.
You date my son? You date Junior?
So how tough is dating him if he's still doing virtual learning during the day? Do you have to wait till like his mom signs him off before you guys
get this kid out of here right now?
And I was gonna walk right into that. I'm like, do I tell them?
No, tell me,
like, after you guys go to a restaurant and you eat, like, do you burp him or does he wait for his mom?
Are dates cheaper because he can order off the kid menu? Or how
he put him in the car seat? That's funny.
Age is just a number, and that number is too low.
Now we're about to be out of time here. We have 30 seconds. Okay. Erica, I want you to tell everybody where they can find you on social media, please.
So on Facebook, Sex Coach Erica. On Twitter, Sex Coach Erica. On Patreon, Sex Coach Erica. Just one
very
word.
Nice. Thank you so much, Erica, for being here. You were very informative today. We're definitely going to have you come back again. Thank you for always being.
You can make fun of me being the youngest cougar ever? Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We're going to make fun of you. You're about to do
All right. Guys, don't go anywhere. Stick around with Real Laughs 104.1. Welcome back, everybody. You are still listening to Real Laughs. Thank you guys, as always, for joining and supporting us. I want to remind you, you can always go download all our past shows from the iHeart app. You can always follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and now YouTube. That's right. Go to our YouTube channel, Real Laughs. You can like, comment, and please subscribe to it. We need more listeners out there. I'm tired of just hearing from my mom. Okay. It is me, your host, Mr. James John. I'm joined in studio, as always, this virtual one, Mr. Mike Herlihy. And we have Ken Miller, who had to go take a tinkle break and he needed a buddy to do it. Always be safe. And we have Erica Rivera with us still. That's right. She's been giving us tips on dating. That's right. For the new cuffing season for COVID, and also how to keep your relationship still going and not get on each other's nerves if you are together with someone in a special time. You know what I can't imagine to be good during COVID? It's hard enough finding somebody to be with. Can you imagine living with someone and going through a COVID breakup? Can you imagine being in the same house and you can't leave? Like, that's the thing. You know how guys can do that one thing where we could storm out when we have an argument? You can't really do that in the middle of a COVID pandemic. So you just have to storm out to the next room and kind of.
Well, yeah, I actually have a client who's been going through that since April. They broke up right as COVID was starting. So that's when like things were intense and no one was leaving their house at all. And she was telling me how, they had to like go to separate rooms in the house. There was a lot of friction. And, you know, what's really important during a time like that, too, is, and we didn't talk about this before, is like domestic violence is on a rise right now. Like people.
Is it really?
Oh, yes. During COVID. Yeah. The domestic violence rate has gone up during COVID because a lot of people are
child abuse too.
They're stuck with their
kids being harmed too.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. And with people being stuck together, like, you know, the advice I gave about carving out time and this and that, like I can give advice until I'm blue in the face, but if stuff like that isn't being implemented, you know, tempers rise, things can happen. So yeah, during a COVID breakup, like that's even harder because you've already decided you don't want to be with this person. And now you are stuck in the house with them, you know? So you have to find a system, even though you're no longer together, you still have to find that healthy balance of how much time to spend in that home together versus, you know, in different rooms, in different spaces.
But think about it though. You sleeping in the same bed still, or does somebody sleep on the couch, or like what happens?
Yeah, in this particular case, they have a guest bedroom, so they've pretty much done created a roommate situation. So luckily, they have that going. But like, if you're in a one bedroom, I mean,
I'm raising my hand real quick. Look here, men. Any man listen to this show? If you run that house, don't sleep on the couch. That's your house. You make her ass sleep on the couch.
Oh my god.
Dude, I ain't gonna keep sleeping on the couch. In my house. It's my house. I ain't sleeping on no couch no more, Mike.
Dude.
Oh my god.
I'm right here, Ken. I'm right here. How many years you know me? You're gonna put me on the
Mike, stop sleeping on the couch, bro. That's your house. But anyway, go ahead, babe.
I bought a new couch this year. This one's much more comfortable than the last couch. It's a sectional. I got an ottoman.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why is it that the man that owned the house, the man that paid most of the bills in some houses, why we got to sleep on the couch, ma'am? Why is it that we got to sleep on our couch? We pay the bills. Why?
I never said I was for it or against it. I never said.
Okay, let's say you in a relationship with a dude.
Yeah.
He bought you a house. Y'all doing good. And y'all get into an argument.
You guys go sleep on our house.
No, he bought you a house. He bought it for you.
And that sounds like a gift. That sounds like it's my house then.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you might be right. Yeah. Forget everything I said.
Okay.
Delete the last 35 seconds.
No. Because whenever you hear a woman say, I gave him a baby, then why are we in court fighting over this custody? That is my baby.
That's right. So any man listening to the show, we not sleeping on the couch no more, bro. We
yes, we are.
Taking your ass on the couch.
No. I'm going to the couch. I'm going to tell you why I'm going to the couch. You make a woman angry enough. Bro, I'm afraid what she going to do to me in my sleep. I'm going to the couch, bro. No.
Make her go to the couch and lock the bedroom door, James. Come on, bro. You got to lock the door?
Bro, she coming through that door. You crazy to go lock a woman out.
I'm going to come over tomorrow, B. I'm going to dress up as a locksmith. I'm going to put locks on the door. I got a little Mario Luigi mustache.
And when you come, bring a bulletproof vest for yourself.
I will. Okay. That's it, bro. I'm going to be 56. It's a me, a Mario. And I'm going to make sure you're good, bro.
Oh, my God. It's funny.
I ain't sleeping on the couch no more, bro.
More of what you have to say.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine your client going through this. They're like, what? Are they just waiting on what, basically, for COVID to end? Or,
Well, you know, obviously they are trying to discuss, you know, someone moving out. I don't know. Like, we haven't been talking as much as we used to. Funds are tight. I understand that. But last that we talked, they were trying to figure out, like, at the end of COVID, who would be moving out, who would be keeping the house, that sort of thing. As of right now, because it's a two-bedroom, they just have a roommate situation going. So one room is her room. The other room is his room. They only cross paths when they have to. I mean, yeah, it's COVID, but she finds her time in the mornings to go run because no one's going to, you know, you can social distance if you're running, you know, so she goes to the park. She does her run. Normally he's out in the evening, you know, does his run, his walk, whatever in the evening. So they are carving time to still be alone with themselves. You know, and only spend time in the house when they have to.
That must be the most awkward, loneliest experience that you'd ever have in a relationship.
And they're dating. They're virtual. They're still, you know, like she's got her app. like they're kind of like virtually dating other people and living together, and it's like it's a very weird thing because, you know, what are you gonna do? You like it's
think about this though. Either of them dating has to be complicated because people gonna ask questions like, oh, where do you live? Do you have a roommate? Yeah, it's my ex. Nah, player. Nah, I'm not getting involved with a girl living with her
that
ex.
That won't bother me, man. If you and your ex live together, it don't bother me at all. Because when I come over, I'm gonna do some crazy stuff that the ex didn't do. So the ex can hear me being freaky, yo. I'm like, girl, okay, girl, look, I want you to grab the ceiling fan, right?
Oh my god.
When I cut it on high, I'm gonna put the boys on Amazon. I'm gonna get my superhero on, yo. So
I'm the golden troublemaker over here.
I'm gonna come in there just like Black Panther. Look here, baby.
Oh my gosh.
I got the Black Panther mask on and the Kobe jersey. Like, look, girl. These are my two heroes. These are my heroes, girl. Can we do hero sex tonight? Look, I want to hear all this.
He wants to be different. She's like, oh, girl, he came over. He did something different. What did he do? He put the toilet seat down. Yeah, it was amazing.
Girl, hey, James, I'm going to be like Al Green. Like, look, girl, I want you to throw some hot grits on me. I want your roommate to hear the grits fall on me, yo.
No.
Look here, man.
I got a theory about that. There is not a lot of Black people who are into, you know, submissive stuff and dominance.
Oh, yeah, I'm not into it at all. No, we don't do that. Black people don't
because,
do that.
No, we don't do that. Because if we did, like back in the day, there would have been some freaky slaves. Imagine
that.
We don't do none of that.
Hold on. We got a mic here. Mike, you ever done some dominatrix stuff? Because you white.
Eating. Stop it. We're not gonna do that anymore.
No, Mike White. We being racist tonight. Mike, you white.
Oh my
god. You ever been tied up, stabbed, prodded, drowned? What other stuff white people do during this freaky sex? Drowned, waterboarded,
each race and their kinks.
I've been into gagging girls, but usually just to get them to stop talking, never in a sexual way.
Mike,
yo, this is our last show. Now you're on a list, Mike.
Good lord. Okay, that's a great point, Erica. Next time you come on, definitely make a chart for each demographic of what typically they're into. I know there's a real list somewhere for stuff
that's
like that, right?
Word. Typically, because again, it's not a racial thing. It has nothing to do with race. But I can definitely put something
it doesn't.
Like that together.
That is hilarious. I'd
love to break that down.
But I never understood it that fetish. Like, I never understood, okay, the safe word is stop. Like, I never understood, like, the beating and the the ball gag. Like,
James, my safe word is Pasha Fajot. Safe word is Olive Garden soup, baby. Pasha for show. I'd be like, Pasha for show. Yo, you can stop stabbing me right now, ma'am.
Oh my gosh. I'm not yucking someone's kink, but I'm just saying, for me, never understood why that was a good thing.
One of my favorite jokes is the joke Mike does when he does the fantasy joke about getting tased. It's one of my favorite jokes.
Yes.
It's one of my favorite jokes because everybody has their fantasy. And like I said, mine is scrubs.
Yes.
Mine is scrubs. I think a woman in scrubs is sexy to me.
God, that EMT.
Agreed.
Not being used right now.
I'm staying quiet. Yep.
It's my thing. Yep. But young lady, you're a young lady. What's your fantasy for a guy to come dressed as? If a guy walked in dressed as something, what turns you on, as a young lady?
Oh God.
Ooh. It's gonna be good.
If she said comedian, we all get naked right now.
No, we're not.
Listen, okay, so I have a thing for Iron Man and Robert Downey Jr. So, like, if I had a guy trying to cosplay, role play that, I would be.
Gotcha.
I'm a superhero girl. I like superheroes, specifically Marvel characters. Iron Man, ugh.
There's nerds right now going, I knew I had a shot with her.
I knew it. With the asthma pump.
Mother.
Hey, mom, I was listening to Real Laughs, and so some lady said, if I dress like Iron Man, I could get the booty.
The safe word is Stan Lee.
Yo, dog, the safe word is Iron Man.
Yeah,
this literally. This is our last show. We getting kicked off after this one.
Listen, there are some superheroes out there that are hot too. Don't lie.
My favorite is Poison Ivy. It's true. I will have sex with Poison Ivy tomorrow. I don't know what it is about Poison Ivy. I am in love. Anytime I see Poison Ivy with anything on Batman movies, on what's the cartoon that's on DC right now?
Harley Quinn.
Poison Ivy. Poison Ivy is the sexiest.
She is sexy.
Villain to me. Yes. She's like the sexiest villain to me.
Okay. Yeah,
remember,
all
right. Guys, I go both ways. So I like female superheroes too. All right. So if a the
nerd that just heard that's like, Mom, I need two pumps.
I don't know. For me, superhero, I'll probably be Storm. Maybe Storm would be good.
African goddess. All right. Now you've heard it first. You've heard that Ken has a thing for Poison Ivy and African goddesses. Thank you guys for joining us. We will see you tomorrow, Real Laughs. On behalf of Mike Herlihy, Ken Miller, myself, Jane John, Erica Rivera, you guys have a wonderful night.